Clark.
This is an application of William Kevin Clark to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.14 acres more or less, lying south of Jefferson Road, which is known as Route 38, approximately 2,100 feet west of Route 30. Pass down a copy of the site plan for your review. To date, we've received one agency comment, and that's from DelDOT. It's a service level evaluation request. DelDOT advises that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The applicant can continue with the project. This afternoon, we received a letter from Marion Bennett. It's in support of this application. I've made copies. I'll pass those down. And on the 19th, we received a letter from William and Diana Ashley. Also, they're in opposition. Pass a copy of that down for your review, and they'll both be made a part of the record. That's all I have, Mr. Wheatley, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Good evening, sir.
My name is Harry Murphy, 14 South Maple Avenue, Milford, Delaware. I'm from Charles Murphy Associates. This site lies in Sussex County, on the south side of Jefferson Road, County Road 38, about 4 miles north of Milton, as Shane has mentioned. Mr. Clark has lived on this lot for about 7 years and was born and raised on the lot right next door. His neighbor on one side is his mother, his neighbor on the other side is his aunt, and his grandmother owns the land behind him. Kevin is a builder by trade, but desires to create a home business for himself. Kevin lives on this site with his wife and 4 children, 2 of which are homeschooled. And as Kevin puts it, they like being home. So if this conditional use is approved, Kevin plans to add approximately 15 more feet of stone on the front of the property there and build a 12-foot by 16-foot shed for an office. There is an existing outbuilding, labeled as a pole barn on there, to the rear of the site, where Kevin can perform general service work on the vehicle. If this conditional use is approved, Kevin will construct a small sign to advertise his business. Kevin is willing to limit his business operations to no more than 10 vehicles on display at one time, and desires his hours of operation to be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Friday, closed on Saturdays because that's when he and his family attend church. I appreciate your attention in this matter. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them for you.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any.
Okay. Also, Mr. Clark has some photographs of the site, if you guys would like to see them as well.
If you would like to introduce them into evidence for the record, we'd be pleased to receive them. We would give them to Mr. Abbott or Mr. Robertson. I got to come out of this jacket. It's hot in here. How come it's always so hot in here?
Lights, I guess.
Lights.
Mr. Murphy, while you're handing those up, one of the things that the commission has recently started requiring of people that are speaking on behalf of applications is a brief description of, that's right, Mr. Wheatley, a brief description of your involvement in this and your credentials with regard to this project.
Okay, I'm from Charles Murphy Associates. We prepared the site plan.
Okay.
The photographs you're looking at are of the site itself and what it would look like with those cars out there. And the site is wooded, so he's tried to show you pictures of the woods on either side of it. There's some pictures there that he's taken from across the street to show you what it looks like from across the street. And as I say, Mr. Clark is here if you have any questions about his operation or any more details that I haven't covered.
Mr. Clark, if you would join us up here, because I'm sure someone's going to have a question or two that Mr. Murphy's not going to be comfortable answering for.
Probably,
you.
Yes.
So, you just introduce yourself, please, for the record.
I'm William Clark, and I'm the one applying for this conditional use.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Burton.
Yes, thank you. Would there be any more paving? Is there a plan for paving the lot?
I like the idea of the stones, just because they're always clean. You know, let's say there's a drop or two of oil, it disappears. As far as if there was a condition that I would need to pave, I would do that. I like the idea of stones because they're easy to take care of.
When Mr. Murphy mentioned 10 vehicles on the lot at one time, would that be 10 vehicles for sale or 10 vehicles total?
10 vehicles out front total for sale out by the road.
Yeah.
And behind the cars, I also was going to have a three row picket fence, like a three-tier, I don't know how you call it. I don't put up fence, but a regular picket fence with a vinyl slats, but three rows going down the side by Madeline Warrington, the whole way across the back to create like a nice
lot.
Yeah, something nice to look at from across the road or driving by. And it would go all the way over to my building, which I was going to build to as like a miniature version of my house with the cedar shakes, just cedar and white, kind of plain and simple and not something really to draw a lot of attention or be gaudy.
Thank you. You mentioned that there would be a lighted sign. Is there any other lighting on the lot? Do you plan
No,
on?
There's not. The sign is going to be a small, I know I have to have a certain size sign, of which I understand. I'm going to have as small a sign as I can because it's a small lot. And if I was to do any lighting, it would be something more like a floodlight that would just shine on the cars, not a whole mess of these big overhead lights like on, you know, big new car lots kind of thing.
I'm a little familiar with it. And their type of repairs will you be doing in them?
Mainly I would just do service work. And I have plastic drums, sealed plastic drums, that the material would go in to be hauled off. So no materials would be dumped, you know, say in the woods, you know, on the ground. Okay. Detailing kind of work, vacuuming, steam cleaning, oil changes, transmission services.
Okay.
And I've been more or less self-employed since I was 25. I mean, I know how businesses run, and I can do whatever I need to do to keep this going so that, like, you know, I want to be home with my family. I want to be home. I have a 15-year-old, 11-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 9-month-old, and one on the way. And all I want to do is be there while them kids grow up. I don't want my place to look unsightly. I would never have an old rusty piece of junk sitting in front.
How many kids was that?
5 when this one gets here.
6.
And I just love being home with my kids. And a lot, my 3-year-old loves being out there with me when I'm doing stuff where she won't get hurt. She gets out there in the car, pretends she's helping me clean it and different stuff like that. And
do you plan on having any employees?
No, I don't.
You won't need any. He's got 5 kids.
I really don't. My 11-year-old daughter really is really serious about wanting to help me clean cars.
That's right. Now there's family values.
Yeah, she might need. She might need to talk to me.
That's
yeah.
The way that used to be done.
I mean, we're a real tight family. I really, like I say, I have the ability to go out and make more money than I'm going to make selling cars, but I want to be home at all costs. And I mean, even if it meant selling my property and moving, which I don't want to move off that farm because my family's been there over 100 years.
Okay.
And I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to have to move somewhere where there's less developing, you know, just to satisfy that somebody might not want to, you know, there might be one person that doesn't want to see a car sitting out there. And I've had 2 different people, and I don't know who they are, from across the street walk over when I was out, like getting my mail or whatever, and ask me, how come your cars aren't out front anymore? And I told them, you know, I'm not allowed to. And they said, well, it's, you know, they look nice. So I don't know if that speaks for everybody, but I know there's 2 people across the street that didn't have it in the development that didn't have a problem with it.
How many cars are presently there?
There's none out front.
Right, but.
And in the back, there's probably 20-plus cars, which are ready, which I've detailed, I've cleaned, I've serviced. And, you know, if this is okay, I would like to move 10 of them out front.
I have no further questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Clark, have you been cited by the county for having your business out front?
Dick Lawson told me, I've talked to him a number of times, he's been out to my place. He says, if nobody would call me, you could go ahead and do this until you get the approval. But somebody in particular keeps calling. They actually called my boss. If you move the cars from out front, I won't bother you anymore. And as soon as you get your conditional, if you do, get all the other things done I have to do as far as my background check, you know, criminal background check, get my office put out there, my phone. He says, I will come down there that day and okay it.
And have you explored other sites for a car lot?
I've looked around, and, you know, a piece of commercial property is like $1 million. I would never be able to have a small business and spend time with my family and buy $1 million piece of property. There's just no way I can do it.
And are you aware of any other business type in that general area?
Well, Macklin's down by Cedar Creek has a car lot about 5 miles away or so. A few miles on my same road is Bill Holloway? He has a repair shop. And right down from him is another business, the guy that makes root forms tin for roofing.
Okay.
That's the main ones I know in the area.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Who's Mr. Lawson?
He's the one that he does investigating and the approval for the kind of stuff I want to do.
From Motor Vehicle Department?
Yes, from Dover, yes.
That's all.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions, but if Mr. Clark is aware, the car's got to be, if this is approved, the car's got to be at least 25 feet back from your front property line.
Yes, that's fine. The plans we have right now, I think right now the way it was set up, they were set up to be 15 feet back. And then I believe on the plans, besides where the gravel is shown, there's another etched out place where we're moving everything back an extra 15 feet. I just didn't want to do it until I was approved because I don't want to destroy my property if I can't do this. And the lot was somewhat set up, but I kind of quit because if I had to sell it or something, I don't want to have it all set up for a car lot and then have to try to sell as a residential piece of property. But my intentions are, like I say, it would be neat. I would never have a piece of junk out there. I have no problem abiding by the rules, and I don't ever want to leave there. I don't want to leave the farm.
Anything else, Mr. Smith? Or I'm sorry, Mr. Abbott?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Counts?
I'm just looking at the site plan, and I see the stone driveway and the pavers by the pole building. I'm not sure I understand what's going on in between there. Is that going to be dirt or
okay,
unimproved? We got a concrete pad.
Uh-huh.
But is this?
That's just going to remain the way it is. This is the area that's going to be improved. He's going to add additional stone up here, and that's where the cars would be on display.
There's a little.
But the cars are going to be worked on in the metal pole building.
Yes, in the pole building. They won't be seen out from the road at all.
So you're not going to have a driveway connecting the...
Well, see, that's part of the farm. There's a road that goes all the way around the farm. All the way from my house, comes in my driveway, goes all the way around my house, and comes out at my grandmom's house. And back there, there's also a pond where the kids, you know, there's trails all through the woods. It's something that's been the last...
Oh, so this drive connects to something over here.
Yeah, it connects to my driveway. My driveway comes in, goes all the way back to the driveway that goes the whole way around the entire farm. And then there's another driveway that where the stones are that goes up by the metal pole building. Which the two that's paved I actually own. The one that's just goes around the farm is actually my grandmom's, which if all this goes through, I believe she's gonna give me.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Robertson?
No, that was sort of the line of questions that I had. I have some concerns that the access to the pole building for the conditional use wouldn't be on the property that's the subject of the application. But
is the setback for the pole building correct, Shane?
If it's, that's what I was just looking at, if it's, that pole building's more than 600 square feet, then the setbacks are on 15 feet. Rear is fine, but the
right
side next to Madeline Warrington.
And the same thing with the frame building, or not?
I would imagine the frame building is under the 600 square feet, so that
the one old building was an old corn crib, been on the farm forever.
This metal pole building?
The metal pole building, it's no, but okay. The one, no.
Okay, gentlemen, if you would take a seat for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1673 William Kevin Clark? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1673? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. You may remain with us to see if we make a decision tonight, or you may choose to call the office in the morning.